Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Considering the rapid demise of all our 401ks, maybe economists could come up with a better way of measuring how well we're doing outside of the gross domestic product. That only measures economic activity, which of late has not been especially promising. In fact, one country has already come up with such an alternative metric. In 1972, the small kingdom of Bhutan, a landlocked nation just south of the Himalaya Mountains, devised a so-called Gross National Happiness Index, or GNH. Rather than measure gross economic activity and extrapolating from that the level of our satisfaction, the Gross National Happiness Index seeks to more precisely quantify those things that actually impact our well-being. According to Med Jones of the International Institute of Management, there are 7 metrics that can be used for measuring the GNH: economic wellness, environmental wellness, physical wellness, mental wellness, workplace wellness, social wellness, and finally, political wellness. Bhutan's GDP is terrible by Western standards. Many of its citizens are subsistence farmers, but Wang Chuck, the Bhutan king, still maintains that economic growth does not necessarily lead to contentment, and instead, he focuses on the 4 pillars of the Gross National Happiness metric: economic self-reliance, a pristine environment, the preservation and promotion of Bhutan's culture, and finally, good governance. In a widely cited study, Adrian G. White of the University of Leicester in 2007 noted that Bhutan ranked 8th out of 178 countries in subjective well-being, a close approximation of the GNH. In fact, Bhutan is the only country in the top 20, quote, happiest countries, unquote, that has an extremely low GDP. As long as our economy is nosediving, working toward a higher GNH might make more sense than trying to salvage those long-lost 401ks. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.